Okay, today's daf is Bechoros, daf Mem Tes. Bechoros Mem Tes. Again, this month's shir is sponsored by Lili Nishmas. Yitzchak Ari Ben Menachem Mendel, Mr. Leo Schachter, sponsored by the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren, the Osteen, Tannenbaum, Braun, Leichtog, and Greenberg families. So we are on Mem Ches Mem Beis, the Gemara. So we just spoke about the Mishnah and all the cases of Suffolk. We had in the previous Mishnah the case of Suffolk of one man and his wives, and this was about, got into other permutations of different husbands and different wives. So one of the cases in the Mishnah was that if there's a case of two fathers, and they each gave the hay slaim to different Kohanim, and then one of them died, and there's a suffix, which one? Then each Kohen could say that, no, I'm not giving the money back, because it's Hamosav Echaver Alav Araya, as we spoke about the Pidyon element. The Kedusha element of Pidyon HaBen is subject to the Dini Mamanis element, and therefore, what's the Dini Mamanis element? We pass it Hamosav Echaver Alav Araya, so then there is no mitzvah, and the Kohanim could keep it. If it's one Kohen that they both gave it to, so then obviously this Kohen has too much, and he has to give one back. But if there's two different Kohanim, then they could keep it. So ask the Gemara, why should that be true? Why should there be a difference between two Kohanim and one Kohen? Says the Gemara, Maishna Geshne Kohanim, in the case of two fathers, right, in the case of Suffolk, and one of them died, why in the case of two Kohanim, Maishna Geshne Kohanim, to Azal Gabi Hayu Matchile, that each Kohen can say, well, I'm not the one. The one who died is the other one. And I have the money from the Kohen, that's the Bechor that's still alive. So why by two Kohanim do we say that they each could be Matre, so Kohen Echanami? Even if it's one Kohen that has both Slayim, we should say that the Kohen should be able to say to each one, Lezel Ligabei Hai Velitche, Velezel Ligabei Hai Velitche. Right? Each one also should be able to say, each, one Kohen. Each of the fathers should not be able to take the money back from even one Kohen, because each Kohen could say, well, you're not the one. You're not the one that I still have the money from. And therefore, why is there a chilik between one Kohen and two Kohenim? That's what Rashi says, Kohen Echanami. Umi beis avos shakal, even if he took from two fathers, ki azal gabei hay av litche Kohen. Valema lo shal chameis ela shachavercha. No, I have your son's pidyon because your son is still alive. Why can he say that to each of the fathers, even if it's the same Kohen? Don't look at it as, lamaisa, this Kohen has double, and there is the mitzad emes, he's supposed to give one up. No, mitzad each tviya that is brought, he should be able to have this taina. Right? Sometimes it's a question of how you look at the psak and the questions that are asked, and not, you don't take a step back always and look around and think, lamaisa, what's true or not. Right here, lamaisa, this Kohen has too much. That's too much. He has 10 slime. So obviously one of them is extra. No, you don't look at it like that. You look at it as each father that comes, the Kohen could say, well, you're not the right one. Right, it's mashal lamad davadome. Sometimes you have cases which, even if there's a case of what we call a tarti desasri, right? Even a case of tarti desasri, the Gemara Psachim quotes the Mishnah Maseches Taros, talks about the well-known case in this sugya of shnei shvilin. Remember that case, two shvilin, one case, one shvil, one road has vaday tuma on it, and one doesn't have vaday tuma. And two people walk down two different roads. One of them walked down the tame road. One of them walked down the tahar road. So one of them is tame, and one of them is tahar. And yet, you're not sure which road they went down on or which road has the tumah. And what's the halacha? We paskin in the case of shnei shvilin, or the case in a psach, it's a mishnah taris in parakei mishnah hey, but it's quoted in psachim daf yud. Shnei shvilin echatame vechatar, v'halach be'echad mehem v'asa taros, u'bachaveiro v'halach b'sheni v'asa taros. So one of them has ruined their taros. And what is the halacha? Rabbi Yehuda said, Omer, im nishalu zeh b'fnei atzmo v'zeh b'fnei atzmo tahorin. If they each come as separately, then we're able to paskin about each one that tahar. Tahar, what do you mean? Lamaisa, one of them is for sure tameh. No, it doesn't matter. This is a case of Suffolk Tuma Bershus Harabim. Each one of them has the psak of tar. You're right, if they come about achas tmeyan, says Rabbi Yehuda. But if they come about, that's a separate reason, because he can't give a psak within itself. It might be a tied to the sasri. But if it's b'zechar zeh, you can. What do you mean b'zechar zeh? One of them is tamei. The answer is sometimes in halacha, you don't look at the big picture. You look at each question that is asked, and each question, the answer to this question is tahar. The answer to this question is tahar. you're right, you both can't be Torah, but that doesn't bother me in this case. So here too, Lamaisa, the Kohen, has double what he's supposed to have. Right? One of the firstborns died. Doesn't matter. That's not how you look at it. Ask the Gemara, why don't you say that this Kohen can say to each of the fathers as they come, no, your son is still alive. And therefore, I am not giving up the money. The Maharit here, the Maharit al-Ghazi, here in the back, wonders, why can't you say, well, let's just do the answer, and then we'll have his suggestion. What does the Gemara answer? Amar Shmuel b'va b'harsha. The case is where one of them has the power of attorney of the other one. So one of the fathers says to the other father, go to the Kohen and collect either on your behalf or on my behalf. Right? B'va b'harsha. And therefore, what could the Kohen say? He's there. He's a stand-in for both of them. If he's a stand-in for both of them, so then the Kohen cannot argue. Right? Rashi, atap shnei ha'avos kasvu harsha ha'echa l'chavero. Right? Each one of them, they wrote to their friend, Uba bal harsha v'tov'o mimanavshach. And this father comes, and it's tov'e the Kohen mimanavshach. Either it's for me, or it's for my friend. The Maharit al-Ghazi here wonders, here in Os Ayin Beis, why didn't you say the Mishnah is talking about a case where one father paid 10 slime to the Kohen? He paid on behalf of his friend too. Not Harsha. I'm just going to take care of it. We said that it's like a shibud, as we said on yesterday or 2 days ago. It's a shibud, it's a chov. Shibud achasim, we had the lashon yesterday in Nischaibu achasim. So I could pay this chov on behalf of my friends. So what if I went to the Kohen, unbeknownst to the other father, and I paid for him. So it was all my money. So maybe that's the case. So the Kohen can't say that, oh, you know, maybe it's not yours. No, it was my money. Either way, you owe me 5 slime. So why couldn't that be the case? Ask the Maharit al-Ghazi. Amaylo muki l'masti, so kish'ah echa nasan lasar aslam avur shneim. To yacho liftos bino shel chaviro shalomi daito kimo gabe truma. Just like you can be mafresh truma mi shelo al shel chavero, shelo mi daito. Maybe not mi chavero al shel chavero. That's called zachin me adam, shelo b'fanav, to coin the term, that some achronim explain exos. But if you take from your own property for your friend, mi shelo al shel chavero, that should work. V'shuv yachol etvav mimanav shach. Says the rachis bikurim ulofi ani es daiti hakalusha lo kashemidi. He says, first of all, as a dachuk ukimta, you know, once you're saying a harsha, right, which is more unusual, right? So he says, mistama, that's more unusual. Dalashana Mishnah, im lekohen echad nasnu, sounds like nasnu, they both gave. Yachzer lohem, mashmah d'shneim nasnu, v'hu machzer l'shneim. V'chutz mizeh ani chochech. And besides the language problem, I'm not sure if this case it would work. In Bekia Gavna, Yuchal Lohotzi V'yadko Mimanavshach. I still don't think that the Mimanavshach would work. Why? Because let's say Reuven gives on behalf of Shimon. Reuven gives on behalf of himself and behalf of Shimon. So what is that called? Shimon didn't do anything? Shimon didn't do the mitzvah in that case? Reuven just took care of the chov? Lefia Nire, Ofan Apidyon Kachu. Even if you want to say that Reuven can do it for Shimon, it's not that Reuven is paying with all of his own money and Shimon's doing nothing. Reuven's paying for himself, and then Reuven is a stand-in for Shimon. And it's Ki'ilu Shimon did the nesina of the other 5 slime. Because that's the only way he can fulfill the mitzvah. Sha'koin zochet tchila b'acham islam avar avia ben, v'yachar kach la'atzmo, v'yafilu einu mefarish, memela kachu, d'das shneim hu shiyehe ba'ofan hamo'il. Right, it must be in working. The umdina is that it would only be a case where it would work. And what would work here? Only if it's ki'ilu he gave it. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to say the mimanavshach in this case. Because the other 5 were ki'ilu Shimon paid it. And not Reuven. And therefore, he wouldn't be able to say it. Then he says, v'chein mochrach, l'fiya mavur das kama poskim. D'gabe pidyon aben, ein ikar hamavukash kabalas hakoin bilvad. The ikar isn't just the Kohen getting it. Rak gam nesinas ha'av, sha'alav ha'mitzvah mutelas. Right? It's the giving of the father. It's the nesina. It's not just the kabalas of the Kohen. Right, even I don't know if he quotes it here, I don't think so. Right, the Ksos, I don't know if we quoted this, maybe we'll quote it inside in the coming days. Right, the Ksos has a big discussion of, quoting from the Pre-Chadash and others. Are you allowed to give Pidyon HaBen to a Kohen Katan? Because after all, we know Bali Tosfos all over Shasei. Could a Katan be Kohen? Well, he can't be Zohar for himself, but Das Acharis Makne, I can give it to a a kata kibizocha, if someone else is willing it and being marketed to the rishus. So what about here? Pidyon bene hakna'a, right? Is there, and he has that possibility. The three chadash says maybe it could work because of das achares makna. The Ksos argues on the reason. I think Lamaisa, he ends up agreeing. They give it to a kohen kata because really, it's ki'ilu mishevet kahuna already. They already have a shibud. The kohen is a representative of the shevet kahuna, but it's not a specific chov that he is owed. So there are different reasons. But again, that highlights that the nesina of the bialim play a role, maybe even more so than the kabbalah of the specific kohen. So here too, he says, that's what it's about. You can't say, oh, Reuven's paying it and Shimon did nothing. It's kilu Shimon gave it. And he quotes, I quote some achrona. Imkain ma yoa ma shachavira nosi and kiven sheinam esomu telasalav. Ela al karcha chapidyo nase baofan ze. The kiven to omdim dasa avdim mistam and ichalei. Have kiilu aso shliach litvos bikiagavna. It's kiilu you made him a shliach. Vechein betruma he adds. Even by a farshas truma. Mashiachol hafresh mishalol shachaviro hu al ze haofan. It's the same thing. Dimiso da mitz enem as yechachas klal al balakri. Mazchusu ze. Mashachavira pocho bimamono. Hara yasa scharo behepsit shemapsit beiz mitzvahs. Hafresha v'nesina. You want to say that's a schus for Reuven to take mishalol shachaviro? Okay, it's a schus that you gave my truma, but I didn't do the mitzvah. That's a hepsid. You stole the mitzvah from me. You did it, the Nesina, the Hafrasha. So you have to say, even in that case, says the Reish Bikurim, it's Ki'ilu, my friend did the mitzvah. Right? It's not that I did the mitzvah and they didn't do anything. Hefsin mitzvah lo gar, me hefsin mamon. Right? Losing a mitzvah is no gara. And therefore, E'ef shalatares b'shnaseinu kach. You can't say that that is the pshat, says the Reish Bikurim, answering the kasha of the Maharad Al Ghazi. Then he says, Ubaguf hadin. And just the din itself, could you be pode your, could you do this, Shalom Daito? The Achronim discussed it, he quotes the Machan Ephraim, the Chassam Sofer, and the Avnei Nezer, who was his Rebbe. If you remember, the Reish Bikurim's Rebbe was the Avnei Nezer, the Safed Shabbat. Okay, so let's continue. So, the Gemara again said, so why is it that even if there is one Kohen, it should be able to say, Bimatcha them? No, Baba Harsha. Says the Gemara, Harsha. That's a huge sugya. But didn't we learn in Baba Kama and in Shavuos? This is the third place in Shas where this comes up. Third and final place in Shas where this line comes up. V'yamri nahardoi. Lo kasvinan adrachta amitaltali. Adrachta is a harsha. In nahardoi said, that in nahardoi, you don't write a harsha on movable objects, on metaltalin. You only write a harsha on karka. Not a metaltalin, because why? What is a harsha? Harsha is basically power of attorney saying that you are the Baal Davar. A harsha, as the Gemara says in Baba Kama, is what undermines and prevents the nitzva from saying lav bal dvarim didiat. Right? That's the point of a harsha. So that the nitzva cannot say lav bal dvarim didiat. But what does the harsha do? Harsha is saying, go take, like, let's say Reuven says to Shimon, Reuven has stuff, and Reuven says to Shimon, go take the stuff, it's your stuff. It's your stuff. It's ki'ilu, you're collecting your stuff for me. So, says Nahardoi, by metaltalin, where it's really not in the reshus of the Tovea yet, so that doesn't look right. What do you mean it's your stuff? It's not your stuff. It's not there. It's not in your hands. You have no idea where it is. It's movable. By karka, right, wherever it is, as we know, kakein and exeles. So, that doesn't look so bad. That doesn't look strange. But in the case of metaltalin, Reuven is giving Shimon the power of collecting his stuff, but his stuff is not in his reshus. So how is he able to do that? Look at Rashi. Rashi quotes one of the dais of the Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Baba Kama is two dais. But Adrachta, Harsha, Metaltali. Tehol ve'enon ba'en mechzi kishikra. It looks bad. Shema ein biyado mishal zeklum umi v'chasimi sadi ashikra. How could Adam sign that he's collecting his stuff? But it's not in his reshus. Right, and therefore, says the Gemara here, it says the Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Baba Kama has two reasons. That the Mishaleach is not the Bailim because the Metaltalin are reshus anitva. And therefore, how can it work? The Gemara there gives a different reason of Einad Makneh, Davar Shein B'Reshuso. A little different lashon. You can't be Makneh, it's similar, but either way, two reasons there why you can't write Harsha on Metaltalin. This is Metaltalin here. So how can you write a Harsha? You want him to collect the Hay Slam for you. So Gemara says, Hanimi Lehecha de Kafre. That's only where he has already denied. If the nitzah had already denied, so that's where it's merci kishikra, if the Adam saw that you're going to collect it, because he denies even having it or owing it. Here he hasn't denied it yet. The Kohen has not denied it. So therefore, Kasvinan, you would be able to write. There is, again, a big discussion in Bava Kamma. We're not going to spend so much time on the sugya of Harsha. But again, the Rishonim all deal with what is the connection and the relationship between Harsha and Shlichus. We know there's something called the Shliach. Shlichus Shalom Nekamoso. Harsha seems to be something stronger. More of a stand-in. More of a, you're making him the Baldavar. To a Shliach, one sometimes might be able to say, La Baldavarim Didiat. If somebody's a Shliach, right, you can't, you're not a full stand-in. Comes up in many different sugyas. Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer. Right, in the case of in Bar Mitzvah. Right, one Shomer gives to the other Shomer. So the Baal Pikadon might be able to say, I'm not interested. Ain Ritzoni Shepikdoni Biad Acher. What do you mean Biad Acher? He's me. No, he's not. Maybe he's a Shliach. Maybe he's a stand-in, but he's not fully you. Harsha, a Morsha, and this is what the Rishonim discussed there, the Melchamas there in Baba Kama, and the Baal Hamor, what's the relationship between a regular Shliach and a Morsha? But again, it seems like that a Morsha has more power. He's more of a stand-in than a regular Shliach. The Gemara there, Tosfos discusses, you know, where does this apply? Tosfos there, on this line, Kasvin and Urchaz Amataltali, Dafka Amataltalin de Gzela. Metalthin, which you're trying to collect from the Gazlan, that's what you can't write on. Aval, a metalthin to Pikadon, Kasvinan. But Tosfos has a day, if it's a Pikadon you're trying to get back, then wherever that Pikadon is Kilu is yours. Ta'tali time of Behektish, Vishkoch La'adam, La'haktish Pikadon, Shishlo Be'er Chadero. Right, we know, if you want to be Makdish, a Pikadon, you can. If somebody steals your item and you want to be Makdish it, you can't be Makdish it. Right, that's the dinner of Yochanan. Gazov lo nesiyashu abaylim, shtei meini necholon lakdisho. Zelafi sheinu shalov, zelafi sheinu bershuso. But that's by a nigzal. But a shomer and a baal pikadon, we paskin wherever the pikadon is called lechati isa bershuso demar isa. And therefore you would be able to, so that's what Tosfos is chilek, is maybe this whole limitation on harsha is only by gzela. Because then it's not in your rishus, but by pikadon it is. And he quotes a gemara in Basra. Not everybody agrees to that. There's a Ravon, there's others. Again, a big sugya. But again, this is just comes up here a little bit relating to the Harsha Ukimta in our Mishnah. Good. Continuing. Zarchon Akeva in Kan Lakoin Klum. Right, if there's a suffix about the Bechor, and it's possible that there was no Bechor at all, so the coin doesn't get anything. Tana Rav Huna. Rav Huna brings up a case which is not in the Mishnah. That's what Rashi points out. Shkabe shtei nashim shal beiz anashim shalo bichru. Two wives of two different men that both did not have a bechor. V'yoldu shnei zachar menekeva. B'machbe. And they each, all together, they had, right, one of them had twins, a boy and a girl, and one of them had, actually, we don't know, right? There were three children that came out of this hiding place, right? Two boys and a girl. So, in that case, ein kan lakoin klum. Right, let's go back to the Gemara for a second. Shnei Zachar Menekeva, Ein Kan LaKoin Klum. In that case, that also, the coin would not get anything. Why? Because each one could say, well, I didn't have a Bechor. Why? Because maybe I had the girl, or I had the girl first. Even though there's a Vadai Bechor in that case. Right, there's two boys and a girl. So one of these women had a Bechor. One of these fathers is Chayim Pidyon HaBen. Still, the coin gets nothing. Right, that's a chiddush. That's not even added. That's not talking about it in our Mishnah. Rav Huna adds that case. Even in a case where once vaday a bechor, still there is a patur, and not only on the father, there's a patur on the sons as they get older. Even though each one of them is a suffik bechor, Rashi adds, "Afilu achi haben eino chayav l'vtosis atzmo da'amar le shema ein ani bechor ela chaverai." Right, maybe I'm not the bechor. Right, which again relates to the fact that, as we mentioned yesterday, even if you want to say there's an idea of kedusha, something that's chal, but it has no nafkamina. Like in this case, why don't you say, as we said, Savi Daraisa, maybe he's the Bechor? The answer is no, it's okay. That's the halacha. It goes by the Safik Mamanis. And once the Safik Mamanis is Nifshat Lukulas, then there's nothing that they have to do. So that's Rav Huna. Rav Huna adds in this case that even in a case where there's a Vadai Bechor, still, they could both be pater. V'tana didan. Why did our Mishnah mention that case that added chiddush? Kiva de b'shtei anashim hu de mishkachas la b'ishecha de b'shtei anashim lo mishkachas la. Because that case would only be true if they have two husbands, two fathers. If it's one father, then Ivani has to pay. because one of his sons is a Bechor. So because it's not parallel, you wouldn't say the same thing with one and two, versus two, lo masni le. Rashi explains the Mishnah wants to be symmetrical, that there's no difference between these cases, and this would not be symmetrical, and that's why it is left out. Good. Continuing, Mesa ben betosh shloshim yom. As we said yesterday, if the son dies within 30 days, af al pi shenasan lakoin yachzir. Even if you gave the money to the coin, he has to give it back. And as we said yesterday, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos is also here. Yesterday we quoted the Machlokas Rashi on Memchesim Abayis, Tosfos of Abakami and Aleph, but you have it right here again. Right, Tosfos, Dibra Maschil La'achar. I'm sorry, Dibra Maschil Mace. He quotes Rashi, and then he argues like he does in Babakama. What's the machlokas, right? Is the within 30 days limit, is that because chashash nefel? Or even if you know the child was not an nefel, you know kololo chadashav, you know it was a robust, healthy child, and somehow it died for some other reason, would you be putter or not? Rashi sounds like you'd be chayef, pidyon abed in that case. Tosa says, no, didn't live till 30 days, period, you are putter. So even if you gave it already, yachsir. La'achar lamed yom, if the child dies after 30 days, even if he did not give it, he has to pay. Even though his son is dead, but still he has to pay because the mitzvah kicked in on day 30. Right? Good. Tosfos has the suffix here. We know by a regular case of Pidyon HaBen, there are two brachas. Pidyon HaBen, and there's details about when do you say al pidyon haben, when do you say liftos es beno, is it the father, is it the son, but you also, shechianu. You also say shechianu by pidyon haben. Tosfos has the suffix, would you say shechianu in a case where the son already died? That's Tosfos' suffix. La'achar. Psachim besofar minan davia ben mevarach shtayim v'yish l'sapik, kivan shemeis mevarach shechianu kivan mikivan dezoche l'kayim ha-mitzvah. You're bezoche to bekayim the mitzvah, but you're not so happy. We sometimes find Shechianos where there are mixed emotions. Remember the case in Choshe Mishpat. Let's say somebody's relative died and left them $10 million. So you make two brachas, the Shulchan Aruch says. You make Dina MS and you make a Shechianu. Because you made all this, you got all this money, but Dina MS also. Which one do you say first? Shulchan Aruch says Dina MS comes first. That's the reaction that we have to have. But sometimes you say a Shechiyonu when there's mixed emotions because the Shechiyonu, that event is Bechayev. So Tosfos has a suffix. It's not clear. The Shulchan Aruch says, Lakula. Shulchan Aruch says that one would not say a Shechiyonu in this case based on the suffix of, Tosfos. The Ramah quotes this in Yud Beis. Yud Beis, Meis HaBen B'Toch Shloshim, Ve'afilu, it's all Simin Shin Hei, in Yerodea. Ve'afilu B'Yom Shloshim, we'll get to that. Enochai B'Pidyon, Ve'ilu Hiktim Anasal L'Koyan HaPidyon, Ech Zivanu Lo, if he dies earlier. Meis La'achar Shloshim, Chayav Avdoso, U'Levarech Al HaPidyon, Aval Lo Yivarech Shechianu. We're not saying Shechianu, and on the bottom of the Gilead Marsha says, Tosas B'Choras B'Mtesim An'Alef, B'Safkina B'Zeh. Right, there wouldn't be a bracha. But then the next line of Tosas is very important. Right, this is a famous Tosfos. We'll make it famous right now. Ve'ein l'tamua. Once we're on the topic of Shechianu, ask Tosfos, why don't you say a Shechianu? This is Tosfos Ashita. This is the minhag of Chutz Laaretz by a Bris Mila. Right, why is there a Shechianu by a Pidyon HaBen and not by a Bris Mila? So some Rishonim say that no, you make a Shechianu by a Bris Mila. And that's the minhag in Eretz Yisrael. To make a Shechianu by Bris Mila. But there are, in Chutz Laaretz, the Minhag is not to, because the Machlokas Rishonim. So why not? It's also a mitzvah haba mizvan lezman. Whenever you do a mitzvah haba mizvan lezman, you make a Shechianu. So other Rishonim answer, because it's Sarah Dianuka. Means you can't make a, it's not inappropriate to make a Shechianu when there's a child in pain. Tosfos here gives a different reason. Ve'en l'tamua, ahad lo mavrachin a Shechianu, I'll call Mila v'mila, kamo I'll call Pidyon HaBen, the shiny mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, delo shchicha. It's much more rare. Much more rare. Meaning, Bris Mila, you can go to every 3 days. It's every 3 days you go to a Bris Mila, really. How many? Moel. It goes to many. So that's not the type of mitzvah that's considered bal mizman lezman. It's pretty common. But people ask, how many Bris Milas have people been to in their life and how many Pidyon HaBens? Much, much less. It's very rare. If the parents are Kohanim, if the parents are Levim, if there's a Yosei Dofan, if the first child's a girl. I mean, there's so many reasons why one wouldn't have a Pidyon HaBen. So that's Tosfos Ashita. It's so rare, and that's why there's a Shechianu by Pidyon HaBen, and not by Bris Mila, according to some Rishonim. Right? That's the the Shulchan Aruch talks about the different brachos that are said. That's towards more towards the beginning. Shin Hei Sif Yud. B'shach Shonos HaPidyon LaKohen Mevarech Asher K'dishonu V'zav Zivanu Al Pidyon HaBen. Right, when you give it to the Kohen. The Chozer Mevarech Shachyon of Yachar Kach Lozen HaPidyon LaKohen. V'impo Da Atzmo Mevarech Asher K'dishonu V'zav Zivanu Lifdos HaBachor. Mevarech Shachyonu. V'yesh Omrim says the Rama Avapo Da Atzmo Mevarech Al Pidyon HaBachor. V'yesh Nevchei Noagin. Right, al pidyon bechor, again, different issues with the bracha. Then he goes through the whole ceremony, ma bo estvei, right, the Ramah quotes that. But either way, important discussions of Tosfos here about the bracha. The Chashugi Chemed here discusses 30 days, again, you count from Leda. And we'll quote a machlokes in a minute. You know what, let's just do the rest of the Mishnah, and then we'll come back to the Chashugi Chemed. Says the Mishnah, so again, if the child died before day 30, there's no mitzvah. After day 30, there is a mitzvah. What about on day 30? Meis b'yom shloshim, k'yom shalafana, the Tanna Kamma says, no mitzvah. It's like dying on day 28. Rabbi Kiva Omer, im nasan, no. It's a suffix. Im nasan lo yitib. If you already gave it, so then you cannot take it back. V'im lo nasan, lo yitib. You don't have to give it if you haven't given it yet. Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, and the Tanna Kamma. My tamayo drabanan. What is the reason for the Rabbanan that day 30 is for sure like before? Gamri, we learn, Chodesh, Chodesh, mi Midbar. We learn when it says in the Midbar, by the pigeon of the Midbar, Chodesh Vamala. Chodesh Vamala. Right? So meaning, says the Gemara, Mahasa Vamala, Fachanai Vamala. Just like over there, Mimir, it's Vamala, meaning it's more, 30 plus. Right, that's what it means. Chodesh 30 plus Vamala. So therefore, meaning day of would not be included. So here too, day 30 would be like day 29. Afachanami Vamala. Rabbi Akiva Masafkale, Rabbi Akiva isn't sure. Well, I mean the Israch Lemichta Vamala Gabi Arachin. By Arachin it also says Vamala. And you don't just learn it from here. Velo Gamri mi Bidbar, Havilu Shtek Suman Abank Echad. Pchoshtek Suman Abank Echad, Imalamtin. So I'm not sure, says Rabbi Akiva. The fact that it says Vamala by Arachin means you don't spread the Yesod of the Midbar. O Dilma or not, Ki Ein Malamtin La'alma. Or maybe you don't have Shtek Suman Abank Echad, Imalamtin to outside contexts. Avalugufayo, but here we're talking about Pidyon. The pasuk in the Midbar is by Pidyon, and we're talking about Pidyon. So that is for sure Malamdin. So that's why there's a suffix, what you would say in this case. There's a major machlokes haposkim. We try to be machmer generally, machmer lechatchila. What does it mean day 30? When it says here, day 30. So does that mean halachic day 30? Right, day 30, if a child is born on the third day of a month, so that day is counted as day 1, you start counting once you get to past day 30, right, that we get to day 30, that's it. Or do you say, a month we know is a reality that is not 30 days, right? It's 29 days, 12 hours, the chulu, right? It's not an exact amount, right? Well, all the halakim and the molid, right? So we round. That's why sometimes we have a Chavrish Chodesh on this day and sometimes on the following day. So by Pidyon HaBen, do you need the length of time of a month, like a full month? What we call, not what we call a month, but the Tashtzag Chalakim, or do you need, you know, 30 days? So we generally do Pidyon HaBen on day 31, just to be safe. Because what happens if somebody is born 5 minutes before Shkia? So then, if you count 30 days, so then by the time 30 days are over, you haven't had Tashtzag Chalakim yet. So therefore, maybe it's too early to do Pidyon HaBen. So, said that is a machlokas between the Magen Avram and the Shach, and we generally try to be machmir lechatchila, and that's why we generally do the Pidyon HaBen on day 31. Rav Moshe has a case where somebody mistakenly sent out invitations to the wrong day. Yoredeya Aleph Kuf Tzadivav. Doesn't quote the date. Betov is Minu Kruim lePidyon HaBen Biyom Shloshim Leis Erev. Right, so now what do you do? It says, right? Usually wait to day 31. Be very embarrassing to say that we got mixed up with the day. So what can you do? Veishavti. Shalanias Daiti, says Rav Moshe, I answered. Right? As long as you stretch it, it wasn't on Lel. It wasn't on Leil Shloshim, it was on Yom Shloshim, the day of. He says, if you could stretch it out to do it after tzeis. Leil lamed aleph. V'yafsha chaser adayin l'chav tes yom mechza v'tashtak halakim. And even though you're missing 29 days, 29 and a half days in tashtak halakim, till a hashach mashma she'en yecholon lefdoso. I, the shach says, you can't be poded before that full amount of time. Kivan to lamagin avram. Sinan shin lamed tes. Yecholon liftos. Kitalu l'didei rak b'yom lamed aleph. So you say you rely on the Magen Avraham in this case. Meaning if you already had the halachic day Lamed Aleph, that's okay. To God the Kavod Abriyas Shadoche Lo Sasser. Vayin Rama Tzim Mishin Lamates Beichru Hanisu and Anachar Tzitzak Gochavim Delel Shabbos Shehitir Mishum Kavod Abriyas V'Kol Shekin Hacha. Right, that's an amazing Rama. But a wedding, a Friday wedding that got late. Could you do a wedding even though it got late? So also there, God the Kavod Abriyas, even doing a wedding on Shabbos. That's in the Rama in Arachayim. By the way, this is an important discussion about the day 30. Also, day and night is also an interesting discussion. There's a line in the Shach that says, do the pidyon abed, minog is by yom. Not everybody does it by yom. But why would you do it by yom? Dafka is makas b'charas, which is balayla. So why would there be any type of minog of doing it by yom? So again, it's machlokas and the minhagim. One should follow their minog about when it's done. But what would be the svaras? I saw some suggest that the Drash Va'iyun and the Chanukah Satorah both suggest maybe based on the Zohar. The Zohar says, we had a Shabbos HaGadol drasha about this a number of years ago, that the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Laila Kayom Ya'ir. It was a different type of night. It was like day. Right? Rashi quotes in Parshas Bo, they did Bris Milah that night. Bris Milah that night? You can't do Bris Milah at night. How can they do Bris Milah? The answer is it was a different type of night. Right? And that's why it's pointed out, the Grub points out, that generally all mitzvos that we have generally are all done by day. Mitzvahs that we have, lulav and shofar and megillah, even Chanukah is just because, you know, you have to, at the beginning, it's night because you need the candle to be visible. But generally, mitzvahs, chepsah shel mitzvahs, ma'aseh mitzvahs are bayom. Only Lel Seder. Lel Seder is different. Right? All the mitzvahs are balayla. Sivus Yisrael, and Matzah, and Maror, and they're all night. So mitzvahs are day things, not night things, says the Gra, because Laila Kayom Ya'ir, right? This is a different type of night, it's like day. And maybe that's where the Minna comes from, that the Shach quotes about day. Good, the Chajuk HaChemah that I wanted to mention was, what happens, it's a question that sometimes is asked by Bris Mila, a baby is in an incubator, and gets out of the incubator 2 weeks later, when do you start counting Shloshim Yom from? Do you count from birth, or do you count from when the baby's healthy enough? Right before, in the incubator, you know, so then, maybe, kivan sh'ad oz, hoyadai nechshav kishor berechem. Maybe it was like inside the womb still. It was just an artificial womb. A rechem malachuti. So tshuva l'chora, he says, yesh kan she'elo nosefes. Ulai ha'yolet eno chayev klav b'pinyon ben. Well, first of all, maybe he's not even chayev b'pinyon ben, because when he came out of the womb, he wasn't able to live naturally. Maybe he should be like a Bechor Trefa, which the Gemara says above a Kama, Shepatumi Bechorah. But he says no. He says, Mistama, call Bechor Sharofim Amrim Shechalichio Sayde Refua, Ain Dino Ketrefa. If the doctors say he can live, so the child's called alive. And therefore, he's definitely Chayv and Pidyon. The question is, okay, so is there something called a artificial womb? So he says, well, remember the Gemara in Chulin Dafayin? What was the Gemara in Chulin Dafayin? The unusual case where you have two wombs of two animals, and the animal, the baby, the blood goes from one into the other. Hidvik shnei rechavim v'yatzav yizev nechon zamau. Didei patar delav didei lo patar, ol dimol delav didei nami patar. So maybe here too. Maybe here too. It went from one room to the other, to the incubator, and you don't start counting until after day, 30 days after. But he says, no, I don't think so. He says there it went from womb to womb. And there was nothing in between. Here, the baby was born. The baby was born out in real life. And now you're putting it back in? He says, that's not the same. That's not the same. And therefore, he says, and he quotes his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, that one would go from birth, not from out of the incubator. But as Morichami, Moran Rav Yashav Shlita, he says, and what about if a baby's an incubator and Vishab Pog Vishab incubator Vamace, Monam Lamad Yom Yom Lidaso. Fashiv incubator in Nakshav Islam Shah Rayon, Elakamakshir Azil or Fuaso. It's not a continuation of the pregnancy, it's something to help heal. Valachin Monam Lomaga Pigeon Aban Lagabe Godless Miyom Le Daso Velomatsaso me incubator Velomits mitseso incubator, not from the when one out. Right, I was an incubator for a couple of weeks. It's a Shaila, I wasn't a Bihar, but anyway. Okay, Amar Rav Ashi. Continuing now, or Amar Shmuel. Hakol modim linyan avelus yom shloshim ki yom shalafanav. Even though we have a machlokas here about yom shloshim regarding pidyon haben, Rav Ashi says that everybody agrees that yom shloshim for avelus, meaning, in a case where one dies on day 30, so is there avelus? That's kiyom shalafanav, and therefore there is no avelus in that case. There's no father. Rashi says ein avelus chala al aviv, right? Interesting, aviv, right? D'amar Shmuel halacha k'divrei ha'mekel ba'avel, because halacha is k'divrei ha'mekel ba'avel, and therefore we're generally mekel by avelus shailus. So why is that? Why is halacha k'divrei ha'mekel ba'avel? So some rishonim say, oh, because avelus is d'rabbanan. And therefore, halacha k'divrei ha'mekel ba'avel. But that doesn't work fully because there are some rishonim that say there is some avelus that's d'araisa. Remember the Rambam and the Rif say avelus yom rishon. That is yom misa and yom kvura. So that is d'araisa. So would you say halacha k'divrei ha'mekel ba'avel on day one, which is d'araisa? The Gemara does not link these, so maybe it's separate. And that's what various rishonim say. No, it's separate. Not dafka based on Durabanan. There's an interesting sheet of the Bahag. The Bahag is quoted in Subis and Avdalan in Tosfos. The Bahag says, you only say halacha k'divrei ha'mekel ba'avel by machlokos tanoim, not by machlokos amoraim. Machlokos amoraim, you don't say halacha k'divrei ha'mekel ba'avel. Right, so what's the svara for that? That's the Bahag. The end of the big Tosfos here. The last line of Avdalan, Ma'af, and Tosfos. Avagav t'kaim lan halacha k'divrei ha'mekel ba'avel, hanimili bitanoi, aval ba'amoroi lo. That's a quote of the Halachas Golos. So what will be the svar for that? What will be the svar? So if Shachter has in Big Fiatzon, says, what's the background to Halacha Divrei Ha'mekel Ba'avel, Halacha Divrei Ha'mekel Be'eruv? It's Eluv Eluv, Divrei Elokim Chayim. Right? That's the ultimate, reliance of that, principle. Eluv Eluv. He says, Nira Lavar Atam, B'hach Milsa, D'machalkinam, Be'im Plukti L'tanoi, Le'im Plukti L'damaroi. It's on page, Kuf Gimel. He says, remember the Rashi in Subis Nunvav that we've discussed often. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim can be said by Shitos. If each person has their own opinion, you can say Elu ve'elu. But if there's a machlokas about what somebody said, that's not one of somebody's making a mistake. That's what Rashi says in Daf Nunvav. You can only say Elu ve'elu, but you have, there's a machlokas, what the Rebbe said in Shir, somebody's right and somebody's wrong. Elu ve'elu, you can say about your own Shita. You wouldn't say Elu ve'elu. Good. And now, with that background, Dehina Yisod HaKlala De Shmuel, Dalacha Devar Mekel Ba'avel, Dome Le'idach Klala, Dukala Mekel Ba'aretz, Alchem Mosu B'chutz La'aretz, all different types of svaris of who we paskin like, Da'afilu De'as HaSovran, Da'avilu Yom Rishon Da'araisa, Mikol Makar, Amrina, Dalacha Devar Mekel Ba'avel, V'chulu, U'memela Tzarech Lomar Adin, he says, most of the time, again, it's not a general rule, most of the time, the Tanam are arguing Midaita Zanavshe. They're arguing about their own shitas. Amoraim are often arguing about the Tanoim. So he says maybe that's what the Bahag means. Because by Tanoim, Zui Kavanas Bahag. Dal pi rov pligi Tanoi aliba de nafshayo. Val pi rov pligi Amoroi bekavanas Tanoim. But often, delek alamemro buhu elabelu divi lakim chayim. Vashem emelo nimshach mizeh, de plukti ta Amoroi lo shayach lomer alof de divi meka ba'avel. Da shita ha dechuya eina afilu bebechina safek kol dehu. Right, yeah, there's no safek by the Shita Dechuya. Aval in Achinami. But in Achinami, if there's a Machlokas Amoraim where they're arguing about their own Shita, or even a Machlokas Aposkim, which is Aliba Denavshe, Asher Shuv Shaykh Lomar Elo Ve'elu, in Achinami, Yishlom Adenema, Alach Adem Remeka Ba'avel, Big Chiddush. Meaning that you might say, the Bahach is not limited to Tanoim, it's limited to Midaita Denavshe. But if it's quoting others earlier, so then it would be different. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Meis ha'av b'dosh loshim. If the father died before 30 days, mechesah shalom nifta, shiavi raya shenifta. If the father died, you don't know if he paid the coin yet or not. We assume he did pay. People don't pay until they have to. La'achash loshim, yom, mechesah shenifta, shiavi raya shenifta. And the opposite. If it's after 30 days, we assume that people did the mitzvah right away. Right, and therefore, bechesah shalom nifta, bechesah shenifta, until they say shelo nifta. Rashi says, what does that mean? Shayomrulo? Until the father says that at the time of his father's death, he said that I wasn't nifta. And Rashi quotes, ba'amira sagya. You don't need full edus. Because this isn't a chazaka that's 100%. That he definitely did the mitzvah, definitely didn't do the mitzvah. It's an assumption. It's an assumption. Remember, chazaka generally, not all, you can be mechali between, but this type of chazaka is a hadhaga, we might call it, not a birur. So you don't know for sure. So even if you have a little bit to override it, so you would go by that. Hu liftos, hu bana liftos. If he has to do pidyon haben for himself, he found out that he never got a pidyon haben and he has a son, so hu kodem lebano, he does himself first. That's what we assume the Mishnah is saying. The Gemara will explain it more. Rabbi Yehuda, oh, Meir, but no, Kodem, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the son comes first, Shem mitzvah so, al aviv, or mitzvah b'no alav, because his mitzvah was really on his father first, and he's secondary. But for his son, he's ikker. And therefore, he does it. Right? It sounds like from that line, the postures of that line, that the ikker mitzvah pidyon haben is on the father. And it's passed over to the son afterwards. Right? You might have said that it's on the son, we'll see who says this in a minute, it's on the son and the father does it for the son. Who's the ikker? Who's the tafel? But it sounds like from Yehuda's law shown that the father is the ikker. Itmar, habodes b'no petosh shloshim yom. What happens if somebody is poda? We had this alluded to earlier. Before 30 days. The father's going on a business trip. So 3 weeks in, he says to the Kohen here, here's the money. So, Rav Amar b'no padui, Shmuel Amar ein b'no padui. Machlokas, whether that works. And we explain, Amar Rav, the kulei alma me'achshav ein b'no padui. If he says, here, this should work now, for sure it does not work. There's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv before 30 days. And you can't jump the gun. It doesn't work. It's like, you know, lighting Shabbos candles before Plag HaMincha. It's not Shabbos. There's nothing to talk about. Right? The chiyuv does not exist. The world of Pidyon HaBen does not exist. Doesn't work. La'achar shloshim yom. Again, it's not an exact mashal, but just a parallel. La'achar shloshim yom v'isnu lamos. But what if he says, he gives him the money after 3 weeks, but he says it should be chal after 30 days. So then, if the money is still there after 30 days, la'achar shloshim yom v'isnu lamos v'ade b'no padui. Then for sure it works. Everybody would agree that it works. What's the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel? Ki pligi lachar shloshim yom when it's achlu amos. He said there should be chal after 30 days and the money is not there anymore. The Kohen used the money. Rav amar b'no padui. Rav said it still works. Midi dehavia kiddusha isha. Just like in the case of marriage. The Gemara says a kiddusha nuntes. A man gets married lachar shloshim yom. He gives the money today. Even if it's achlu amos, it works. You did the ma'isa earlier. Hasam lav avagad zanisach lo amos havi kiddushin. Over there, even if the money is not there, it's still a kiddushin. So achenami lo shnos, here too. Doesn't make a difference. What's the difference between kiddushin and pidyon haben? Ushmol amar no. Amar lacha hasam biyod lakacha me'achshav. By kiddushin, you can't get married today. You're choosing to delay it. That shows that you're labailim in this area. So you can also delay it. Here, you still can't do it. Shmuel says you can't do the Maisa Pidyon at a time when it doesn't, you're not in that Parsha. And therefore, Shmuel says, don't compare this to Kiddushin. Again, that is a big topic also of Nisachlu Hamos, even by Kiddushin. It's an important Rashba there in Kiddushin on Daf Nuntes, where he says, why does it work? At the time that the marriage kicks in, there's no money. There's no Kesef Kiddushin. Why should that work? Says the Rashba, there in Kiddushin Nuntes, V'tayma demilsa, kiva de l'shem Kiddushin nitnu b'tchilasan, afa pisha b'shar sharuyin l'chuleinam ba'olam ikomakom, kivan she'im lo nigmar hakinyin, yesh alel achziram, roen anu osam ki'ilu hein ba'en uba'osa hanohi miskadeshes. Ukinyin she miskadeshes b'hanohas milveh. U'masha'enkin b'milveh da'alma v'chulu. He says, ki'ilu, you look at it as if it's there. As if it's there, again, without getting into the lumdus right now of comparing it to Hanos Milveh, the Gemara on Davav and Kiddushin, but it works even though it's not there. So that's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, where you try to have a delayed chalos. The Avagav, continuing the Gemara, the Avagav, the Kaimala, and Dokol Echad, the Pligi Rav and Shmuel, Hilchazok Rav, Yisure, Ukishmo Bedini, and usually the rule usually is that we pass in like Rav by Yisur Veheter. We pass in like Shmuel by Dini Mamanis, Hacha, Hilchazok Havase, the Shmuel. But here we pass in like Shmuel. Here we pass in like Shmuel. So that's an interesting Havamina Maskana. What's the Avagav? The Avagav obviously feels that this is a case of Isser, and therefore we should paskin like Rav. Kamashmalan, we don't paskin. So what's the Kamashmalan? We paskin like Shmuel. Kamashmalan, even though this is a case of Isser, we paskin like Shmuel, or this is not just a case of Isser. Right? As we said, this is Pidgin HaBen. Pidgin HaBen has a little bit of both. So maybe that's the Afagav and the Hacha Hilchasa. Fascinating. Right? It's not just about Psak. Might be Lumdis behind that line. Tanan, Meis B'toch Lamed Yom, Avishan Asan HaKoin, Yasser Lo Chamei Shloim. As we said, if the child dies before 30 days, then the Kohen has to give the money back. Taima de Meis. Mashba only if the child dies. Halo meis b'no padu. If the child didn't die and he gave it earlier, it would work. Isn't that a raya to Rav? Hakamai askina disnu lamos. No, the case is where the money's still around on day 30. So even Shmuel would agree that's okay. Tashma v'cheska shalo nifte, achi yavi raya shenifte. Also that case shows that it maybe it was earlier. Hasanami disnu lamos beinayu. Okay. Though both those cases, you could say, it's a case where Shmuel would agree. Tani tanaka medrev Yehuda podes b'no b'tosh lo shem yom b'no padui. The Brisa says, within 30 days it works. Isn't that a riot to Rav? Amar le Shmuel, Amar ain b'no padui. Va'at Amar b'no padui, meaning, you have the Brisa wrong. It's ain b'no padui. And the Bach adds in, Tani, ain b'no padui. V'yavagat the Ramon Karabi, Surik, Shmuel, Bedini, Ha'ocha, Hilchosa, Kavasi, Dishmuel. Fine. Obviously, Shmuel didn't say that, but the Gemara is saying that about Shmuel. Who lift those b'no, lift those who called them l'b'no, v'chulu. So what happens, right, this is the next couple of lines people are familiar with maybe from Maseches Kiddushin, but here it is in the context, in Bechoros, right? The Tanakhama said, if he has a choice between you and your son, so then what do you do? So the language of the Tanakhama was, he does, who called him Lebeno? He comes first. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, his son comes first, because that's his mitzvah, and the father's mitzvah is really on his father, the grandfather. So Tanu Rabbanan, who lift those Lebeno, lift those who called him Lebeno, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lebeno called Moshe mitzvah, so Allah aviv, who mitzvahs Lebeno Allah, Om Reb Yirmiya. Hakol modim, heicha delak alachame slime. If he only has five slime, it's not a question of who first, but it's a question of who at all. If he only has five slime, who called him Lebeno? Then he comes first, my taima, the mitzvah didei adif. Right, if he only has five slime, he does himself. The Rivash thinks that this line is exactly the opposite of what we thought earlier. The Iker mitzvah is on the person himself, not on the father. The language of Rabbi Yehuda sounded like the Iker mitzvah is on the father, and then it passed over to the son. The Rivash understands this line. Rivash in the Tshuva Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, he thinks the Iker mitzvah is on the child himself, and the father does it for the child. That's what mitzvah didei adif. That's the language of the Rivash. Efshar lasis tam lefisha ba'av efshar lehasos mitzvah zoi deven kshiyagil kshiyagil ozi efshar lasos el de'atzmo. Let me try to find the line. If not, I'll he has it here in Kuf Lamed Aleph. Talks about the brachas. But either way, ki pligi, back to the Gemara. So everybody agrees that there's only five slime. Everybody agrees that he does it for his own mitzvah. Ki pligi hechadika chamish meshubados v'chamish bnei chorin. The machlokas is where this Yisrael has five slayim in his pocket, and he has five mishubadim. Five that, let's say, he already sold some property after the chiyuv of Pidyon HaBen. And the question is there a way for the coin to collect both? That's the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, milva ksuva b'Torah, as we had yesterday. Pidyon HaBen is a milva ksuva b'Torah, a milva that the Torah creates. Rabbi Yehuda says, milva ksuva b'Torah ki ksuva b'shtar damya. Has the power of a milva bishtar, meaning the Kohen could go to Mishubadim to collect. We know milva bishtar could be collected from lukuchos, from buyers in the interim. So this Kohen could go collect from Mishubadim. And therefore, vididei azovatarvi mishabdi. For his own Pidyon HaBen, the Kohen will go. He has Mishubadim, the Kohen will go and collect from the stuff that he sold. That's for him, the father. Ubahani chamesh b'nei chorin park lelebrei. And the five that he has, so he'll redeem his son. So Rabbi Yehuda says, that's what is Rabbi Yehuda's, when Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says that b'no kodmo, it means that the b'no kodem to take from the b'nei chorin, because his own can be collected from mishubadim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can have it that they both will be collected. V'rabbanan savri, no. Milvaksu b'shtara, lavka kuzu b'shtara dami. The Rabbanan say, no, the coin cannot collect from mishubadim. And therefore, Hilgach mitzvah didei adif. Therefore, you just do your mitzvah, because, and that's it. The child doesn't have any mishubadim, right? And therefore, you will have to just wait and not do the sons, and maybe when the son gets older, he'll be able to do the mitzvah. Another discussion Rav Moshe has, and other achronim have, Rav Moshe discusses, maybe you should just be pater, because in alavazve, yisavavazve, yosemi chomesh, right? When you do a mitzvah, isn't there a limit? Isn't there a limit how much money you have to spend on a mitzvah? All you have is five slime? You should be potter from the mitzvah anyway. You should be potter totally from the mitzvah. Arachayim chelik hey, simin mem aleph. Right? Why should you be chayv at all? Says Rav Moshe, yisod gadol. Right? You only say that there's a limit on a mitzvah by a mitzvah that inherently is not supposed to cost money. I mean, every mitzvah costs money in general, but a mitzvah that's not giving away money. Pidyon HaBen is giving away money. That's the mitzvah. You don't say the limitation of amount of expenses by that type of mitzvah. L'aniyas da'ati pashut. The dafka hechada mitzvah eino hechrech lo tzos kesef. Kamo esrog v'chadome. Shem yeshlo eino chayav liknos dafka b'kesef. Right, if I have an esrog tree, then I don't have to spend any money on esrog. I have to spend because I don't have. But inherently, the mitzvah does not entail expenses. But, and there's a limit. There's a limit on how much you have to spend. But by Pidyon HaBen, when the Torah says you have to give a certain amount of money, then what, an ani doesn't have to do the mitzvah? If he has the money, of course he does. Im yesh lo heislaim, af shehem kol nechasav, v'lo yishar lo klum, k'chol mitzvah shatar achiva, l'chol mi, sheyesh lo hachifetz, shebo mekayim nesem mitzvah, l'kayim osa. U'bikir mitzvah, v'adechayev kol adam, v'zeh nachon u'pashut. Nachon u'pashut. Then he says, what about Aliyah L'regel? So Aliyah L'regel also doesn't dafka have to have expenses, v'chulu, he continues. But either way, that's an important remoshe. Hey mem aleph. Good. Says the Mishnah. Again, the next Mishnah is huge. We'll just start it, and then Mez Hashem will pick up. Says the Mishnah. This is a Shas Mishnah. Right? This is a Mishnah that's quoted in other contexts, not just if one is learning Bechoros. And that is, this is the Mishnah of Kesef and Shava Kesef. Chamesh Shloim Shel Ben B'Manitzuri. The five Shloim of Pidyon HaBen, Manitzuri. That means pure silver. Shloshim Shel Evan. And all of these other D'Oraisa payments. The Shloshim that you pay for an eved, for killing an eved, chamishim shel onetz v'shel mafate, umeya shel mozi shemra, all of these knasos, kulam b'shekel ha-kodesh b'manatsuri. They're the bona fide, strong money. V'kula niftin b'kesef, u'b'shava kesef. And they all can be used shava kesef as well, chutz mishkalim, except for the machzaz ha-shekel, that you can't give a shava kesef. The whole mitzvah there is to give the shekel as well. Again, this is a big topic, but we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Could be tomorrow. I'm not going to give, but we'll pick up the next time after that. As a Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, we thank the sponsors. Le'ilui Nishmas Yitzchak Aryeh Ben Menachem Mendel.